Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
All right, we now welcome some live music into our studio. One of our new favorites here in Orange County, who's performing a gig for us in a couple weeks at the Marine Room. She's got a new EP out and another show at the Observatory we'll talk about. Caitlin Lucia is live on KX93.5 now.
One, two, three. This boy didn't want to love me right. Didn't wanna sacrifice for me. This boy tryna get with every gal in this damn town that looks like me. But you broke my heart in two. No more making me blue, 'cause I was a fool. Someday, but no, he won't. And this boy, he didn't even apologize for all those goddamn lies. You know he won't. But you broke my heart in two. No more making me blue, 'cause I was a too. Yes, you did. No more making me blue, 'cause I was such a fool for loving you.
Yeah, Caitlin Lucia live on KX93.5. We'll have her do one more, and then we'll talk more and learn about her new EP and the various shows she has coming up. But it's just her and a guitar right now in studio. So, Caitlin, if you would, one more for us.
Right. This one's called Does She Know? Oh, does she know that you still care? Does she know that you still want me there? Does she know you lie and cheat? Does she know you're still trying to get with me? No. But you're with another gal and I'm doing fine. You're kissing her and thinking of me every time. I'm not sad no more, 'cause honey, I'm the best. I'm the best damn gal that you'll ever get. I'm the best damn gal, so I'll just light my cigarette. Oh, does she know you like I do? Does she know you start talking to her too? Oh, does she know I'm your best lover, babe? Does she know you wanna love me every day? Another gal and I'm doing fine. You're kissing her and thinking of me every time. I'm not sad no more, 'cause honey, I'm the best. I'm the best damn gal that you'll ever get. Oh, I'm the best damn gal, so I'll just light my cigarette. don't you be a man and swallow your pride and just apologize. But you're with another gal and I'm doing just fine. You're kissing her and thinking of me every time. I'm not sad no more, cause honey, I'm the best. I'm the best damn gal. Oh, but you're with another gal and I'm doing fine. You're kissing her and thinking of me every time. I'm not sad no more, cause honey, I'm the best. I'm the best damn gal that you'll ever get. Oh, I'm the best damn gal that you'll ever meet. Oh, I'm the best damn gal, so I'll just light my, well, I'll light my cigarette.
Yeah.
Good for you. Good for you, girl. You tell him. You know, in all
did
the
you,
years,
you just like feel the sense of woman empowerment right
I'll
now.
Oh, totally. Yeah. She's speaking out for feminism. I'm up for it. And I'll tell you what else. In all those years, right, when I was young and I was writing songs about my miserable relationships, I would never have dared to say, I'm the best and you can swivel. I think it's amazing. I appreciate it. It's really real. And I can see by the look on your face that you mean it. And it's believable. So good for you.
Just get nice and close to that one for us. Are both of those songs about the same boy? I just please tell me. I know it's an embarrassing question. They are, right?
Yes,
they have to
they
be.
Are.
So it's the same guy that is with now with a new girl and broke her heart in two in the first song. It's like chronological.
Yeah, it's like a guy that I loved and he found a new girl and then once he found a new girl, he tried to come back to me, and the girl didn't know.
Right.
So it's like, does she know? And it's like, when you're with another girl, I'm doing just fine. You're kissing her and thinking of me every time.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
You know, you can't take any of that seriously. How old was this guy?
He's 19. No, he just turned 20.
Right. So you can't take any of this. Any
he's
of
also
this
in a
seriously.
Band. So.
He's being driven by a hormone called testosterone. He can't.
Yeah.
He's not, and he'll get to a point where he'll go, "Oh my god, I was so mean to that girl." The best thing that ever happened to me, one of the nicest things ever happened to me, and I'll never forget it, was going back to England, doing a gig, and meeting up with a girlfriend of mine who, I guess I was 22 at the time, mm-hmm. She'll have been 21, and I did exactly what those kinds of things, selfish, self-absorbed.
You had a few breakup songs written about you, I'm sure.
Well, I don't know, I never dated any songwriters, that was a smart move. Don't date a songwriter if you don't want to.
Yeah, no.
But I was doing a gig in England and she was at the gig and I was like, oh, that's so nice. I was nervous to go talk to her. Mm-hmm. But I ploughed up to her and I said, you know what, Alison was her name. I said, Alison, I'm so sorry the way I behaved. It was 10 years ago. I'm so sorry. I was so mean to you and you didn't deserve it and you're such a nice person. And if there's any way I could make it up to you, I'd love to. And she said, you know what, Jason? She said, you weren't the worst. She said, it's totally fine. She's married with two kids by then and blah, 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 you know. And that was a nice thing to hear.
It doesn't matter at some point.
You go, you know what? Those were just part of the training. You had your training wheels on.
Yeah.
Do you feel educated?
Yeah.
You feel like you've received some wisdom from Jason?
Yeah. In about 10 years, I'll get an apology.
Well, maybe or maybe not.
Just kidding. But or maybe not, yeah.
Men are pigs. And mm-hmm. if you know that, you're ahead of the game.
Yeah, I know that. So, you know.
Women, on the other hand, are completely crazy.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Caitlin Lugio just did two acoustic songs for us. Are those both from the new EP?
No, just the first one is. The second one I wrote shortly after, and I wish it was on it. But
okay.
Yeah.
And that EP is called Us, and where can people grab that?
Can grab my new EP, Us, on iTunes, Spotify. There's some links on YouTube. Just everywhere you can.
Cool. And there's a couple gigs coming up. Most notably, I'll mention you're opening for a band called Kitten, who we're presenting at the Marine Room on April 28th. It's going to be one of our biggest Cakes Presents ever, I think.
I love the way you say kitten.
Kitten. How do you say it? Ke.
I don't. There's no consonants the way I say it.
Yeah.
Say it like that.
You guys are making me laugh like crazy.
Kitten is going to be playing the Marine Room on April 28th, and Caitlin is opening, and there will be burlesque dancers. Did you know that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I am so excited.
Yeah,
I've always wanted to open a burlesque bar.
Well,
this is
going to be your trial and error show. So there'll be burlesque dancers on the bar and around the thing. It's going to be
That's
wild.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's gonna be wild.
Very cool. Excited. Tell us just a little bit about the guitar, because most people come in with ordinary acoustic guitars. Mm-hmm. You've got a sort of National Steel thing there, whatever it is. I don't. It's not
my
actually
Gretsch
a National.
Resonator guitar.
Oh, it's a Gretsch.
Yes.
Wow,
I
that's a posh
Gretsch.
Guitar.
Yes.
It does sound beautiful.
My favorite. It's my baby, Donna Jane.
Did you learn?
Did you name her that?
Yeah.
Okay. Donna Jane. Really, that's the name.
Yeah.
That's cool. Did you start out playing? How did you choose that guitar? Did you just hear it one day and go, "That's the sound for me"? Or
you know, one of my friends had this guitar and it just caught my eye, and I played it one day, and the next day I went and bought it. And I was like, I fell in love when I was playing it.
Love at first sight.
Love at first sight. It was weird.
It's a really unusual thing, and it's a cool sound. It makes makes you stand out.
Thank
does
you
it plug
so
in, or is it just...
It does. I got some work done and got input jack in it.
So are you right, playing that at your various gigs, too?
Yes, I played at all my gigs.
Because you just did this coastal tour. You played, what, 9 shows up and down the California coast, and it's just you and a guitar, so you got to kind of have a big sound.
Yes, it's me, my guitar and I, and harmonica and fit timbre. Grammar.
It's so personified, the guitar.
Caitlin, it's an inanimate object. You don't have to put it before you. You're more important. Yeah. I'd reverse over that before I reverse over you, I'm just telling you.
Okay, and then you've got a gig this weekend as well at the Observatory,
yes,
the Constellation Room.
Constellation.
So what's that one? Who are you playing with?
I'm playing with my friends Banter and Ellie Mae and the Ricochets.
Wow.
Oh, we know Ellie Mae and the Ricochets.
Yeah.
Yes, we
Yay.
Do.
Yay.
Yeah.
So they're opening for me, and it's kind of a really big show. And to showcase my band and I, they're called the Daisy Train. I'm buying them all psychedelic ties. They're all going to match. We're going
to
look on point. I want
it's
everyone.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
Fashion is important to your
yes, it is.
The musical look career.
And the look, the sound, just my band is amazing. Like, they're some of the most amazing musicians. They pick up my songs like this. And
yeah.
So
we should mention that Caitlin is dressed as a fortune teller this morning.
You know, everyone has said that. Everyone.
I didn't get that. I was thinking like a 1920s. You know, she's got like a turban.
She looks like a snake charmer.
Well, it's all part of it. You have to embrace it, don't you? Because,
yes.
You know, for many years...
You got to wear it and walk
I remember
in.
Going, oh, I don't care about the fat. Doesn't matter what you look like. Well, it kind of does.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Kind of does.
All right, we got to wrap up here. But Caitlin Lucia, again, website, anything you like people to go to?
Yes, just my name, Caitlin Lucia. I have Instagram, Facebook, website, all that jazz. And yeah.
Great. And it's Lucia for those who are not Italian. And again, Marine Room Tavern, April 28th, Constellation Room this Saturday with Kitten on that 28th gig and the new EP called Us. Thank you very much for playing for us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
I will see you soon.
Las Brisas Laguna Beach, the restaurant and patio with the view of the Pacific Coast from Main Beach to Dana Point, is open for breakfast.